Hey, good morning, friends. This is Kevin from Sebring, Florida. It's about 8:40 a.m. Friday, September 21st, and I am out walking the dog from the office. We just got started 5 minutes ago, so hopefully it'll be a nice long walk. But I want to take a couple minutes to respond to something that at Nick Holloway Vox had asked me, or I guess it was a question. It was part of a conversation a good month ago now about, I had said something about him being a writer and whether he had written much, because he definitely has a way of words, and he reciprocated with kind words, noting that I have a journalism background and that, you know, I guess he was asking about my writing habits. And honestly, I haven't really found much cause to write about anything. I do have my blog over at kevinjshutt.com, but I haven't contributed anything to that for some time. And actually, my audio booths are auto-posting to that, which I imagine can be quite annoying for some people not familiar with this format. So I'd like to talk more about my writing in another post in a day or two, but today I have a lunch meeting with an acquaintance. He's the editor for a little paper to the south of here. And when I was a journalist, I started off in Oklahoma after my naval time and while I was in college. And then I moved here for a journalism job, print reporter at the second biggest paper for the county. And now this is and I've been away from that for a good 3 years, almost 4 years, working for father-in-law in an unrelated field. But anyway, he's been reaching out to me to be a stringer, which is basically a occasional writer. They're a small town to the south and within the county, and they're wanting to expand their coverage to the north where I live. So he's been reaching out to me. We finally got some numbers that warrant me sitting down for lunch. So based on the outcome of this lunch, you know, I may be back in the writing game again. But what that's going to look like, I don't know. But just to answer Nick, yeah, I'm looking into writing again. Have a good day.